dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond.
Hello and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. My name is Jared Hull. My grandmother is Billy Brim, and she's out and about this week traveling, ministering, doing what Billy Brim, Michael, or Mimi, what she does more and more as she, I promise that she, every birthday she has, I think she's doing more that year for the Lord.
And that's the way it should be for all of us, huh?
Right. And that's what we've been talking about. How our lives are to be a lives of energy and not to retire, but to refire, and what that looks like, what that has been with my brother, Brandon Brim. He's our special guest this week. And honestly, if I can give a little backstory, these last couple of days, if you want to hear these last couple of days, we're on our last 2 days right now. You can get the archives, replay them anytime at billybrim.org, billybrim.org. And you can listen to the archives there. And if this is something that strikes a chord in your heart, you know, you can stay plugged into that and receive what you need from this message until the Lord might take you to something else. So praise the Lord for that. I'm just thankful for Brandon. Brandon and Destiny Brim, they've been traveling full-time in ministry for 2 years successfully. As far as what someone would say, oh, they have a successful ministry. That's been going on for 2 years. And honestly, just by Brandon's obedience, doing the word, serving. And it's not because in our family, let me just get this out there. If you tell my grandmother, hey, Mimi, I want to be in ministry, she'll say, praise the Lord, you get to live by faith. And she will encourage you to live by faith. And what does that mean? Living by faith. Well, for my uncle, it was getting down to his savings account, having a family, and wait, you know, believing
trusting
for
God,
meetings.
Yeah.
For Brandon, it was going to California and serving.
Yeah, that's right. Trusting him no matter what.
So
wasn't comfortable at all.
So so it's not with her grandmother, it's not gonna say, hey Mimi, I think I want to be in ministry. She's not gonna say, hey, okay, let me put you up on the pulpit. That's not how she starts with us. No, it's not like that. She says you get to live by faith. Now, as she sees God bless you and you live by faith, she might want to
support you.
She'll support. She'll be like, that is great. Come, I want you to share what you share with me. You know, share it to so-and-so or share it here at prayer
exactly.
On Wednesdays.
You know,
that is a blessing. But I'll just let you know, Brandon's lived that life. And if you Google his ministry, go to his ministry's website. It's hisnameministries.com. Hisnameministries.com. And I mean, 2010, I just want to do a backstory. Brandon will let you have it. Because all these last couple of days, it's all been you. So
yeah, I've just been talking. And by the way, you do a really great job opening it up.
Okay.
Like you do.
Okay.
Nice job there.
Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. I'm sure they really think that too. So anyways, Brandon, I had a dream. This is 2010. Brandon in 2010 is a lot different than Brandon in 2016. Aren't we all different in 2010 to now? So I had a dream and the Lord visited me. And he talked to me about the name of Jesus. No joke. Jesus was talking to me about the name. And he was laughing to me about how, not in a way like I laugh at a joke, but laughing like it's so easy. Man, it's so easy, refreshing,
yeah.
And light.
That's what it should be.
And the whole time he was telling me this, Brandon was standing next to him. And then I remember when I woke up from that dream, I thought, number one, I didn't have a greater revelation of the name of Jesus. Like, wow, it's that easy. And number two, I thought, Brandon in ministry? It wasn't like I saw you preaching in the dream.
Yeah.
But I thought, Brandon in ministry? Well, if you've heard these last couple of days, Brandon said a couple things. One was he didn't even like to talk in front of people, and that wasn't the main issue, but still I was like, Brandon, ministry.
Yeah.
And so what was it, 2014, 13? You know, I told Brandon that dream when it happened, but it's not like he remembered. He's like, bro, I got this word. Oh, I'm going to be in ministry. I was like, okay, cool. And I totally forgot about my dream, right? He's like, I'm going to call it His Name Ministries. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I didn't even think about that dream. It was like, seriously months later.
Wow.
Bro, I had that dream, remember? With Jesus, and you're right next to him, and he was talking about the name of Jesus, and you're calling it His Name Ministries.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I was like, so you got to let me like confirm your ministry. Like I saw that way before, like the Lord showed me that way before. So I was like, I wanted to share that this week real quick, but amen. That's how he got his name.
Praise
from the Lord. But anyways, go ahead, Brandon.
Hallelujah. It's not about my name, it's about His name, you know, the name of Jesus. That time where California, I used to travel with my grandmother for over 3 years, that I'm in a situation, I'm serving and I'm doing things, I'm working outside and I'm going to my place just seeking God. A year of that, I said, Lord, I know you call me to be a minister. I don't see that's going to happen. I don't like to talk in front of people. I don't like to preach. I don't have a message. You know, you got to have a message, right? You know, I don't like to talk in front of people. He said, son, I'll give you the message. I'll preach it through you. He told me His Name Ministries from Acts chapter 3, verse 16. I saw it. And His name, through faith in His name, has made this man whole, whom you see and know. Yeah, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. It was the name of Jesus that got that man up. He was at the beautiful gate, lame, crippled, his whole life. Not even just crippled, but he was broke. He had nothing. You talk about being on the lowest end of society, he was there. You might feel like you're there. Let me tell you, you're not there. He was crippled. He was broke, laying on the ground. Feel sorry for me. Give me something. That's what he did each and every day. But Peter and John came across to him. They said, look on us. I want to say to you right now, you might feel like everything's going wrong, but I want to say right now, look to Jesus. Put your eyes on him. Nothing else. Those situations I was in, I had no other options. I had to look to Jesus. God, I'm trusting you. Yeah, I don't understand it, but God, you understand it. Your thoughts are above my thoughts. Your ways are above my ways. I saw that. They said, look on us. They looked onto us, and we know what happened. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He started walking, leaping, praising God. Everyone's marveling. Everyone's excited. Everyone's surprised. He says, why marvel? Peter says this. Why marvel? Why be surprised? I always say this. Why didn't he marvel? Why wasn't he surprised? Because he knew the power in the name of Jesus. In verse 16, here's the key. And His name, through faith in His name. We got to know about the name of Jesus. Have faith in that name. Not just hear it, but know it. The riches in the name of Jesus. And He has given us that name. Anything you need. John chapter 14, you said that when you had that dream, Jared. The Lord was speaking that to you. John chapter 14, anything you need. What's anything mean in the Greek? Anything. Anything you need, ask and I'll do it. Not if it's my will. Don't ever say if it's my will, if it's God's will. No, he said, if you need anything, ask in my name, I'll do it. That word ask in the Greek concordance is demands. He's saying, whatsoever you need, son, whatsoever you need, daughter, demand it in the name, in my name, and I'll do it for you. But you got to believe on him. Have faith in that name.
And know his word.
And know the word.
You
need to know
his word.
Don't just try it.
And his word abide in you. You gotta know his word. That's right.
So, you know, that's how it came about. Now we travel around. We go to churches. We go to young adult groups, anywhere. Mostly it's been churches, you know. I like to...
There's no salary. Let me just get that out there, people. Because we don't. Like, it's like that. When you step off of a salary, you know, a comfort of that check every other week, then you realize what faith is.
Exactly.
You know, and you guys don't live by salary. By people.
100%.
It's by the Lord, and it's by people giving, you know, the Lord using people to give to you guys and partner with you guys.
If we go buy a glass of water or we go buy a bottle of water, it's because
it's literally
that money we have is because the Lord spoke to someone and they sowed into us. Nothing else. We don't do anything else. Trust me, I've had opportunities to do little stuff. The Lord says, no, I want you to be completely trusting me full time. And God has been so faithful. He has blessed us beyond. It's been amazing. You know, we've gotten to sow a lot and we're seeing what God is doing in our lives. Just trusting Him. Putting your faith in Him. Maybe right now you might not know what things are going to, you know, with you. You don't know exactly how things are going to come about. Maybe you need some more money. Let me say this. Put your faith in God. Don't back up. Don't give in. Don't give up. He will come through for you. Have faith in our God. He's our Father. Have faith in Father God. He is for you. If God be for you, who can be against you? I want you to give some praise to Jesus right now in your car. I want you to moan. I dare you to give 5 seconds of some praise to Jesus. He's for you. Who can be against you? I believe there's some people right now, maybe the enemy might be telling you something. You don't feel like you're worthy or you're anything. Let me say, the devil is a liar. God is for you. Who can be against you? He's for you. He loves you. He's given you the name of Jesus, the power in that name. So that's our ministry, hisnameministries.com. I would encourage you to check it out. We have some messages on there. We have some video on the front. You can see about our ministry. And also, you know, there's some other things there too. I want you to stay in contact with Billy Brim Ministries, yeah. BillyBrim.org, see what God is doing. Look at her events page. Maybe she's coming to a city near you. Also, watch the archives. The Prophetic Witness, I think they're on there.
Yeah, Brother
Copeland. The Believer's Voice of Victory Network. If you have Dish, I would encourage you to 265-265, check it out. And I would say this, let KCM know, hey, I'm watching the Prophetic Witness and it's blessing me. I know they would love to hear that. You know, if you feel encouraged to sow a seed into them.
Hey, tell them about the cool opportunity real quick. We have a minute about like the His Name movement and how like the Lord kind of led you to let people share a testimony through your ministry and what that means. It's a way to like part what it is. I'll let him tell you, describe it, but real quick, it's a way to kind of be a part of His Name Ministries.
Yes. It's called, you know, His Name Ministries is about the name of Jesus. And I've been hearing this in my spirit. It's this, all about the name. It's all about the name of Jesus. We're calling it all about the name of the name movement. And Revelations, they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Your testimony has power. You have something to be said. We have these envelopes. We made these envelopes, it's a card actually.
A testimony card, yeah.
It has all about the name on the back as a place where you can fill out what the name of Jesus has done for you. Testimonies, send them to us. We'll stay in contact with you. If we feel led to share it at a church that we're at, we'll let you know and we'll tell you what God did. I want to say this.
And they can do it online too.
Online, hisnameministries.com.
You can find it there.
At the top, it says all about the name. Your testimony does not stop where you're at. Your testimony is going to help people. It's going to minister to other people. I would encourage you, hisnameministries.com. On the top, all about the name. You can fill an online form. Send it to us. I believe people will be blessed by what God has done for you. You don't need to be quiet. You need to share what God has done for you. Stay in contact with His Name Ministries. Stay in contact with Billy Brim, billybrim.org. Write to us. Pray what God would tell you to do. Sow a seed into this ministry. God bless you. Shalom.